I'm Chris with your Linux headlines on November 18th, 2019. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments in the Oracle versus Google copyright case. The case dates back to 2010, when Oracle sued Google for copying over 11,000 lines of Java API code directly into its own Android runtime. While Google's defense of fair use saw it victorious in the lower courts, Oracle has consistently won on appeal. And the issue looked closed when the Office of the U.S. Solicitor General strongly advised it also didn't believe Google's defense stood up to scrutiny. But the Supreme Court has disagreed and will now hear the case, with a final ruling expected before the current court session wraps up at the end of June. How the issue is finally resolved is incredibly important, as APIs are frequently reused within different pieces of software. And a judgment against Google here would have implications for the industry far wider than any financial penalty against a single company. It looks as though the Nginx and PHP vulnerability we recently mentioned is being actively exploited. While many installations were at risk of attack from the exploit discussed last month, as we reported at the time, it was Nextcloud administrators who needed to pay particular attention, as their setup was vulnerable in its default state. Apparently, though, the message didn't get through to everyone, and we're seeing a new strain of ransomware dubbed NextCry seemingly use the exploit to attack Nextcloud servers and then encrypt their files, with an unlock promised by the malware author in return for Bitcoin. Debian is inching closer to deciding the future of systemd within the distribution. Having started a community discussion back in September, Debian project lead Sam Hartman has now produced the text of a general resolution to be voted on by the project. The resolution offers three options, from reaffirming the project's commitment to init system diversity through maintenance of alternatives where practical to a full acceptance of systemd as the only technology worth pursuing. Voting will follow a discussion period, and we'll be sure to report back, as the results will likely have repercussions outside of Debian itself. And finally today, Richard Hughes has said that Google will soon require devices carrying the, quote, "design for Chromebook" sticker to support firmware updates using FWAPD. While it's yet to be confirmed by Google, Richard's been told by multiple sources that the policy will come into effect this Christmas, and he's written a blog post to help prepare the hardware vendors for the shock of having to deal with a demanding open source project. And just a reminder for all the JB fans out there, Linux Unplugged is moving to a new time slot of 12 noon Pacific, so we'll see you 2 hours earlier than normal for the live stream tomorrow. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/51. We'll be back tomorrow.